My dear faithful, the collect, the prayer for today's Mass is very beautiful and inspiring. And we know that the church structures every Mass, its epistle, its gospel, all the prayers that make up that Mass have a certain theme, a certain idea the church is trying to convey to us. And the collect for today's Mass reads thus: O God, who makes the minds of the faithful to be of one will, grant unto thy people to love what thou commandest and to desire what thou dost promise, that amidst the various changes of the world, our hearts may be there fixed where true joys abide. And it was this last line of this prayer that really struck me while I read it the first time. Amidst the various changes of the world, our hearts may there be fixed where true joys abide. The world is continually trying to offer happiness to us. Every moment of every day, it's trying to do this. But this is a false happiness. It offers us a happiness in the form of riches, pleasures, and honors. But these things do not, in fact, they cannot, bring that true joy to our hearts. They can bring a measure of passing happiness, very fleeting, not permanent. But they cannot anchor the heart. They cannot anchor our hearts in true joy. Why is that? Why is it that it can't be done? It's because man was created for God and for God alone. It's the whole purpose of our existence. The whole reason we were brought into this world was to one day be reunited with God in heaven. It's our ultimate destiny. We are composite creatures. We're made up of a spiritual soul and a physical body. And while the body can be, for a time, satisfied with material goods, our souls have, as it were, this insatiable appetite for God. We just read in the epistle, every good gift and every perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights. And God does. So God gives us in this life, he does give us a measure of natural happiness. He gives us natural gifts. And the enjoyment of those things is legitimate and it's good. But of course, these natural gifts, these natural satisfactions and happiness, they pale in comparison to that perfect gift he gives us, sanctifying grace. It's the life of God in our soul. It's our ticket to heaven. And no purely earthly gift, no matter how good it is, could even try to compare itself with sanctifying grace. It is a foretaste of heaven. It's our soul's possession of God. But that doesn't mean that even in this life, sanctifying grace is going to give us perfect, it's going to give us true joy, and it's going to give us perfect peace. But we're still going to have to suffer. Even with sanctifying grace, even with God's life in our soul, we'll have things to suffer in this life. And at times, perhaps we're going to feel a certain sadness. I don't know if it's just me, but I don't know if you ever had those moments where, out of nowhere, your day is going perfectly normal, and next thing you know, you can't explain why, but you're just very depressed. You're very melancholic for whatever reason, and it just seems like it envelops you and it comes out of nowhere. And I'm sure that could be explained away by a scientist, that, oh, you know, you're drained of this or whatever chemical from your brain, and so now you're not as happy as you were a little while ago. But I'd like to think of it as we're separated from God on this earth. He's our ultimate end, our final joy. And those times when that inexplainable sadness maybe comes over us is his way of tapping us on the shoulder, reminding us, this life is not your permanent home. You are not destined to be here forever. You're destined to be with me in heaven. And so while we're separated from God on this earth, we are naturally going to feel the sting of that separation. Our souls are going to feel it very keenly. But really, this sadness that we feel is to our benefit, right? If we were to be totally satisfied with this life, with natural happiness, we would completely forget about God and our eternal destiny. So really, that is it's a good thing. It's a double-edged sword, you might say. We even see this in today's gospel. Christ says, "It is expedient for you that I go." And it might seem strange that it was better for Christ to leave his apostles behind, to get away from them, and not remain with them. How could that be better for them? Maybe seems very strange to us. But St. Augustine explains this very well. He says, the apostles were becoming too attached to our Lord's bodily presence. Their affection for him was to his human nature, to an earthly sort of consolation, his presence among them. And so in order to purify their hearts, he removed himself from them, and he gave them that fixed, unchanging goal, which is to be with him forever in heaven. And that is what the church is trying to fix in our minds this Sunday, the reality of just how quickly, just how passing are the joys of this world. So my dear parishioners, there's nothing wrong with enjoying those pleasures and happiness in this life. Those are legitimate. God gives that to us. He wants us to be happy. But whenever we are enjoying these things, let us recall to our mind the truth that our ultimate joy, our ultimate happiness, is to be with him forever one day in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.